is basically full-blown notes. So you can really just listen. I want to talk to you this morning about honoring your mother. Exodus 20 says, honor your father and your mother. This is a profound command of God, and all of relationships depend on this being carried out. When I was growing up, I was taught by my parents to respect. I was taught to respect two things: respect people and respect property. It was expected that in carrying out that issue of respect, that I would do my chores, I would help with other things around the house beyond my chores, I would participate in preparing meals, and I would get along with other family members. That was expected, because I was taught to respect people and property. As I grew up, I actually did okay with that. I was fine with respect. I didn't do very well with honor. Honor was a greater challenge for me. You see, I respected my parents and normally actually did what they asked of me externally. But I didn't always honor them from my heart. In reality, I often manipulated situations in order to get what I wanted. It took me a while to realize it, but basically when I was growing up, I was an incredibly selfish individual. And I wanted things my way. Therefore, I did whatever I could do to coerce others to do things my way. Now, God blessed me with a very high IQ. And I thought growing up I was very smart. In fact, I thought I was smarter than my parents. But intelligence does not equal wisdom. It took me a long time to learn that. I was living the life of a fool and enjoying it temporarily. See, as far as I was concerned, everything was fine. My parents got the work done around the house they wanted. I got along most of the time with my siblings, and I got what I wanted. Unfortunately, there was something huge that was missing. Honor. I failed to honor my mother when I had the opportunity. Just sitting here this morning and thinking about this being Mother's Day made me start to choke up. Because on July 23rd, 1976, my opportunity to demonstrate honor to my mother came to an end. 3 days after my 17th birthday, she died. And for the first time, I realized how I had blown it. I had been a selfish pig at heart my first 17 years, and I did a pretty good job of hiding it. For the past 31 years, I've had much time to reflect on my failures, especially as a son to honor my mother. I know I'm forgiven. I know that God has forgiven me, and I know that my mother, who's in heaven with the Lord, certainly forgave me. But it still grieves me to this day to think that I blew the opportunities I had. I can't go back and change it. But hopefully, my failures can be an encouragement to you not to follow in those footsteps. I hope and pray, and it is my desire that you will not blow it the way I did. And that someday you'll look back on your formative years, or even your older years, if you still are fortunate enough to have a mother who's alive, and you look back with no regrets, because you followed this simple, profound, life-altering command to honor your mother. You know, mothers have a high calling in God's kingdom, don't they? Maybe our society doesn't honor stay-at-home moms or mothers in general, but boy, God sure does. God thinks that mothers have an amazingly high calling. And I'd like you to think for a moment, if you had the unique privilege of sitting in the Supreme Court of the United States of America, and all of a sudden, the bailiff comes in and announces, "All rise for the Honorable Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States of America." What would you do? You would rise, wouldn't you? You would stand up. Wouldn't there be this sense of kind of a chill? There would be kind of this awe, like, wow, here come these nine people that have so much power and authority in America, and the decisions they make impact the whole world. And I get to be here and listen to what they say. Now picture your family. And you've got a party and a bunch of friends are over. And all of your friends are in awe as they see the way your family demonstrates respect and honor to one another. And they just go, wow, I've never seen anything like that. Why do those children treat their mother that way? Why do they treat each other that way? What's going on here? That is God's design and God's desire, that we would have that. But that element of honor is missing in most families. The very thing that God said should be the foundation of all relationships is missing. In fact, honor isn't even something we talk about much in our culture. It's kind of a word that's reserved for military or something. But it isn't really discussed a whole lot as far as how it relates to the home. So today I want to take some time and just walk through this rather slowly. We've talked about this before, but it's been a number of years, and there are certain things I don't mind repeating. Peter said that, "I don't mind stirring you up by way of reminder," and I really don't believe this is something that could be spoken about often enough. To learn how to honor, especially in May and June, to honor our mothers and our fathers. See, the fifth commandment says we should honor and obey our parents, and this is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. That command was originally given to national Israel. It was not individualistic. It was given to the nation, saying that if the nation as a whole would choose to follow God, honor God by honoring their father and their mother, that God would take them into the promised land, and they would stay in there a long time and be incredibly fruitful. They would carry out their purpose for which God created them and delivered them. Ephesians 6 repeats this command. And so I want to share with you on your outline a few thoughts that flow out of it, some practical suggestions and considerations. What does this mean to honor someone? I would encourage you to take these, and as each week you're encouraged to do, take these home. Sit down and discuss them. There are questions written on the back. This would be a tremendous one to talk about with your children and discuss God's plan, because quite frankly, most people mock this kind of thing in our culture. And most kids encourage one another to do what I did when I grew up. Manipulate your parents to get what you want, and as long as they don't know any better, everything's cool. That's not honor. What does the word honor mean? It means high public esteem, fame, glory, or to earn a position of honor. Those are definitions from the dictionary. But the Hebrew word for honor in the Old Testament means heavy. Honor is heavy. In other words, with relationship to our parents, according to Exodus 20, verse 12, we are to regard our parents as worthy of a weight of respect. They are to have weight and value. We are to look at them and place great worth upon them, far higher value than we place on others, especially our friends. Our parents should have a place of esteem. I was thinking about this even this week. I was driving somewhere and I heard Dennis Rainey on the radio, and he was talking about these five different levels of manhood. And the last one he mentioned is the patriarch. When was the last time you even heard anyone talking about a patriarch in American culture? The father of the clan. That man who's high and exalted, that man that everybody respects and reveres. They seek him out for wisdom and guidance. They honor him with their lips and with their gifts, and they treat him the right way. Or in case of the absence of the father, the matriarch of the clan, that woman that you honor and serve and you would give your life for. It's not even mentioned in our culture, is that true? You hear nothing about this. Most patriarchs and matriarchs are locked away in a home somewhere where they're never visited and they're left to die. That's not honor. That's not treating someone like they're heavy, that they're weighty, that they have value to you. The word is used in the Old Testament in a number of different ways, and not specifically relating to mothers, but Proverbs 4:8 in the context of seeking wisdom and understanding says, prize her and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. So if you seek out wisdom, wisdom will also prize and honor and value you. Wisdom will lift you up. Wisdom and understanding will cause you to be successful in life. So prize and honor that, and it will do the same back. And we could certainly apply that to our moms, couldn't we? To prize and honor and respect and seek them out so that they know that they're valuable to you and they will respond in kind. Secondly, the Hebrew word is used of caring for and showing affection in Psalm 91:15. God will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him in honor. I mean, God is saying that about us. That when we call upon him, he'll answer and he'll be with us in trouble. He'll rescue us and honor us. When you're in a time of trouble, God will come after you. He values you. You're weighty to him. You mean something to him. And he seeks you out and he lifts you up and he rescues you from your trouble. And he puts you back up in a place where he can lavish his affection upon you. The word also is used in Leviticus 19:3, where it says, every one of you shall reverence his mother and his father. There refers to showing respect and deference. You are more important to me than I am. If you want me to spend the day with you, I'll do it. It doesn't matter how busy I am. My stuff can wait. I give deference to you. Here, Mom, here's the TV control. I give deference to you. We'll watch what you want to watch. We'll eat what you want to eat. We'll go do what you want to do. Because we reverence you. That's what honor does. Now, what's really amazing is how serious God is about this. In fact, one of the primary reasons the nation of Israel went into exile was because they failed to honor their mothers. Ezekiel 22:7 says, they have treated father and mother lightly within you. What's lightly the opposite of? Heavy. Instead of honoring, they dishonored them. Look there, folks, there's either honor or there's non-honor. There's not like a slight scale of, you know, a little bit of honor and then a lot. You either honor them or you dishonor them. And because the nation of Israel dishonored their father and mother, he goes on in verse 15 and says, I will scatter you among the nations, and I will disperse you through the lands, and I will consume your uncleanness from you. God sent the nation of Israel into exile because they would no longer honor their father and mother. In fact, the Old Testament penalty for failure to honor your mother was two issues. One was death. Exodus 21:15-17. He who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Leviticus 20:9 repeats the same thing. Proverbs 20:20 says, he who curses his father or his mother, his lamp will go out in time of darkness. Deuteronomy 21 talks about, if a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey his father or his mother, when they chastise him, he will not even listen to them, then his father and mother shall seize him and bring him out to the elders of his city at the gateway of his hometown. They shall say to the elders of his city, this son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey us. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Then all the men of his city shall stone him to death. So you shall remove the evil from your midst, and all Israel hear of it and fear. Wow. Does that sound heavy? No pun intended. That's heavy. God says, listen, if you don't honor your parents, you're worthy of death. Man, if you treat your mother lightly, you deserve to be exiled. Well, on your outline, I listed what the Heidelberg Confession, the Catechism, explains about the fifth commandment. By the way, if you've never gone back and read through and studied some of the catechisms, some of the Westminster Confession, the Heidelberg Catechism, etc., it is tremendous learning. Some very incredibly godly people in history who searched and studied the Bible their entire lives wrote these as commentaries. And this is the one on the fifth commandment, to honor your father and mother. It means that I show honor, love, and faithfulness to my father and mother and to all who are set in authority over me, that I submit myself with, what's the next two words? Respectful obedience to all their careful instruction and discipline, and that I also bear patiently their failures, since it is God's will to govern us by their hand. That is profound. I listen to them. I faithfully submit with respectful obedience to anything and everything they say. And then when they do something wrong, I bear it patiently. No bitterness, no attacks, no gossip, no slander. I honor them. Well, as you see on your outline, you can take that further, because the term mother and father isn't just used of mother and father. It ultimately relates to all forms of authority. It was used of Joseph and Deborah and Elijah as fathers and mothers of people that weren't really their offspring. So it's thus a universal command that you honor anyone in authority. The New Testament reinforces this in Ephesians 6. Colossians 3:20 says it this way, children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. 1 Timothy 2 talks about us being respectful and honoring all authority, especially the king and those who are in governing authority over us. Hebrews 13 applies it to elders in the church, that you are to honor, respect, obey, and follow. 1 Peter 2 applies it to human institutions and employers and others, that you honor them. In fact, the New Testament talks about God's judgment on those that disobey. You might say, it's not just the Old Testament God talks about. Listen to what Romans 1:28-30 says. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents. How did that one get on the list? God says, listen, if you dishonor your parents by disobeying them, that is the evidence of a depraved mind. Your mind is not right. Your thinking is not right. You are not in step with the God who created you and saved you. 2 Timothy 3 says that in the last days, difficult times will come. Men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents. How did that one get in the list? How do you go from being murderers to being disobedient to parents on the same list? 2 Peter 2 talks about us not reviling angelic authorities, the same in Jude verse 8. God believes that authority should be honored, and in the home, mother is authority. So the question we have to ask then is, how do we practically demonstrate respect and honor toward our parents and others in authority, and especially today, how do we do it toward mom? All right, so look on your outline. We're going to walk through these things and try to give you some practical suggestions and some scriptural references to help you find out how to really honor your mother. Number one, publicly display respect. Publicly display respect from a heart attitude and obvious actions. Honor your mother, consider her weighty, elevate her above yourself publicly so everybody else sees it, and it needs to be blatantly obvious. First of all, in your words. Now, what's the opposite of respect? Disrespect. To disrespect somebody would be to mock them, to speak unkindly about them, to publicly address them as something less than your authority, to gossip about them, to slander them, etc., 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 to have rotten attitudes about them, to speak things that are negative. However, honor means I will never speak negatively of my mother to anyone. I won't do it. I will choose publicly to build her up. My words, I will never complain. I will never complain about what my mother requires me to do. I will never complain about what my mother won't let me do. Wouldn't that be glorious if that happened, moms? If your kids never complain, you said, honey, I want you to go wash and wax the cars, and then I want you to clean the outside and paint the house, and then I want you to come over and give me a foot massage and do my toenails, and I want you to then cook the meals, and you say, yes, mother dear, I would love to do that for you. Wouldn't that be good? That would be honor. They never complain about what you ask you to do, and they don't complain about what you won't let them do. Honor with your words also means that you praise her for who she is. You study her. You find character traits. You discern things about her character, her heart, the way God has made her, different amazing gifts and abilities the Lord has lavished upon her, and you identify those things and you publicly praise her for them. You tell her in front of others how marvelous it is that she is such a woman of character, that the fruit of the Spirit is so evident in her life, that she's so loving and kind and patient. So you praise her for who she is, and then publicly you thank her for what she has done, is doing, and will do. You bless her. You tell her how much you appreciate the fact that she endured your poopy diapers when you were a child. The fact that she loved you enough to endure your projectile vomit and all the other things that you did. The fact that she endured your constant self-centeredness and your bad behavior and all those things, and she lovingly responded to your evil with kindness and grace. You thank her for that. Thank her for the meals she cooks and the clothing she sews and all the little things that she does. Proverbs 31:28, her children rise up and bless her. Use your words to bless your mother. I didn't learn this until my mom died. I realized how in my heart I appreciated her, but I rarely said it. And it's grievous to me to this day that one that sacrificed so much for me, rarely ever heard that I appreciated it. Honor her with your words publicly, in front of your siblings, in front of your father, in front of the neighbors, in front of your friends. Secondly, honor her with your eyes. Your eyes. Proverbs 30:17 says, "The eye that mocks a father and scorns a mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it." Now that's a disgusting verse, isn't it? I mean, you think about that. That is almost as disgusting as my nose running, and there's no Kleenex up here. Look at, now notice how it's only the mothers who reach. All you guys sit there and do nothing. Look at this. Thank you, honey. I also have a second service. Trying not to gross the mothers out on their special day. Eyes. God says, listen, if you mock them or scorn them with your eyes, you know what I'm talking about. You know that evil eye? And sometimes it's when they're not looking. You know, they say something, and you turn around and say, oh, I've got that eye. Like, if I had laser vision, I'd burn right through them right now. God says, you know what? You treat your mother that way. You show dishonor toward your mother that way. Then the ravens are going to come and pluck your eyes out, and the eagle's going to eat it. You think that's what your eye's for? I'll take it from you. I don't ever want to see your eye do that again. Can you imagine God saying that to you? What if it? Could you imagine if God actually did that? Wouldn't that be amazing? You know, right when you're making that eye, and the mom's not seen, and God, his voice from heaven goes, "You change that eye right now, or I'm taking it." Yes, sir. See, the eyes are a window to the soul. And you want your mother to see, you honor her in the depth of your soul. Not just externally. In the depth of my soul, I want you to see it in my eyes that you are so important to me. How do I do that? When she speaks, look at her. Drop the video game, the newspaper, the comic book, the instant message, whatever you're doing when your mother speaks. Stop and look her right in the eye and let her know, I'm listening. You're E.F. Hutton to me. Whatever you say, I want to hear it. I'm all eyes and ears. I give you all my attention. Do not act like a valley girl. Right? You know what valley girls do? They roll their eyes back in their head, open their mouth, and let air come out. You don't do that. You don't do that. You publicly honor her with your eyes. Your words, your eyes, then thirdly, your ears. Proverbs 1 verse 8 says, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching." Proverbs 6:20-23 says, "My son, observe the commandment of your father, and do not forsake the teaching of your mother. Bind them continually on your heart, tie them around your neck. When you walk about, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk to you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching is light, and reproofs for discipline are the way of life." He's saying, listen to your mother and let her words go deep in your soul. Ruminate on them, meditate upon them, think about them, because her words bring life. You think that living is doing this and following your foolish friends, but God says, no, don't go that way. Listen to your mother and walk in her way, and you'll have real life, not bondage. Well, if I did everything my mother said, I would just be, you know, slave. No, you'd be free. See, well, how do I honor my mother with my ears? Listen to this carefully. Your mother should never have to repeat herself. See, why is it we complain about our moms nagging us? Because we don't what? Listen. I heard her, but did you hear her and honor her so that her words were heavy enough to to actually go through the cerebral cortex, down through the nervous system, to the extensions of the muscles of your body, so you actually did something about it? Or did you just go, uh-huh, and back to your video game? Listen to her. If your mother says something to you, politely excuse yourself from another conversation. Excuse me one moment. My mother needs to talk to me. Yes, Mom. What do you want? What does that show? You're more valuable to me than anybody else. I honor you. I put you on a pedestal. As important as this other conversation may be, I'll stop that one temporarily to listen to you. Listen with your eyes, your ears, and your heart. Train yourself to hear her voice in a crowd. Your mom's voice comes through the air. Yes, I heard that. And then practice good communication. Your mother says something to you, repeat back to her what she said. So, Mom, I heard you to say such and such. Is that correct? Yes, honey, that's right. Or, no, actually, what I was trying to say with this. Okay, so what you're saying is it? Yeah, that's right. Oh, thank you so much. Okay, I get it now. See, why is that important? How does that show honor? Because women particularly don't just want to be heard. They want to be understood. Now, men, this is a good one for all of us too, as husbands. Our wives don't simply want to be heard, they want to be understood. If I take the time to understand you, I value you. You mean so much to me that I want to know what you mean by what you said. Now, I may ultimately not decide to do what it is you want me to do as the husband and father of the household. However, I thank you for your input. And I value it. The goal is not to hear simply, but to understand. And then, children, don't get defensive. The moment we get defensive, we stop listening. Is this not true? The moment you get defensive, all of a sudden these defenses go up, and in your mind you're thinking about all your responses, and you stop what? Listening. Honor her. Listen to what she says. Do not interrupt. And have a humble heart. See, what a mother says may be painful, but it may save you a world of hurt in the long run. So listen. So you publicly honor her with your words, your eyes, your ears, and then fourthly, with your posture. Leviticus 19:32 says, "Rise up before the gray-headed." Now, some of us that happens earlier than others, but what this is referring to is the elderly people of the community, the gray-headed. And the command was, and this is Leviticus, the book of worship in the Old Testament, when a gray-headed individual comes in, rise up in honor, show respect, stand up, let them know that you are pleased to be in their presence. Our culture used to do this. When an adult walked in the classroom, all the students would stand up out of respect for the adult that came in. Now they throw things and shoot spit wads and everything else. Every time you walk in the house. Now listen to this. If I really honored my mother, every time I walked in the house, I would seek her out and greet her. Right? Mom, I'm home. So good to see you. Thanks for all you've done all day today. I've got a few things to do, but just wanted to let you know I'm here. Reverse side of that. Every time you leave the house, hey, Mom, I'm leaving now. Give her a hug. Mom, I hope you have a great day. I'll be praying for you. And walk out. That honors her with your posture. You know what? You are never too old to run to your mother and give her a hug and a kiss. Never. Publicly. When all your friends go, ew. You know, ew. That is a woman chosen by God who birthed me and has loved me and served me all the days of my life. And I want to honor her publicly in front of all my friends. See, and it doesn't matter what she's wearing. And it doesn't matter what she's driving. As kids are often go, Mom, would you let me off 3 blocks from the school? I don't mind walking. No, honor her. Your mom pulls up in the car, you run over there, ask her, Mom, so good to see you. Thanks for coming to pick me up. I love you so much. It's God's value system of honor, not the world's value system that we're striving for. Some of you might say, well, you know what? If my mother was like my friend's mother, I would do that. Because my friend's mother's cool. Now let me tell you something about your friend's mother. Behind closed doors, she's probably the Wicked Witch of the West. All you see is the public persona. You have no idea what that person is like when you have to live with them, especially if you live with them 24 hours a day. You might turn that nice, respectful woman into a really, really mean-spirited person overnight by your behavior, which has done the same thing to your mother. So why don't you look in the mirror, and why don't you stop and take the log out of your own eye and say, hey, doggone it, with my posture, I'm going to honor my mother. See, God sovereignly gave me my mother. And this morning, we sing, you give, you what? You take away. That's what made me cry. The King of the universe paired you up. And when you dishonor her, you dishonor him. It's that simple. When you honor her, you honor him. Let me give you one more thought that's not on your outline that came to me yesterday after the outline was done. Honor her with your actions. 1 John 3:16 through 18 says, we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 5 goes on to say, we know that we are of God and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is true God and eternal life. This true God, if you're really in him, says, I want you to love your mother with your actions. Don't just say it, do something about it. And learn to love them in a way that they actually recognize it. Our tendency is to love people the way we want to be loved. Isn't that true? I mean, I'm really simple. I love physical expressions. I love hugs. Handshakes, hugs, and stuff, that makes me happy. For the first 10 years of our marriage, I went up to my wife, and I also love words of affirmation. I'd love, you are just wonderful. You are such a neat guy, and boy, you're handsome, and et cetera. And so what did I do when I went home? I walk up to Diane, honey, you are just beautiful. You are the most beautiful woman on planet Earth, and I love you, and I'd hug her, and I'd just hold her, and I'd give her a big kiss, and honey, you are just so special, and I can't believe that God allowed me to marry someone like you. And after a few seconds, I'd get this. That's enough. And I'm like, ow, I've been rejected. No. It took me 10 years. This is my foolishness to hopefully be wisdom for you. 10 years for me to realize that wasn't her way of love. At least not her primary ones. I found out she likes acts of service. So if I come home and I do the things on my honey-do list, she feels loved. And guess what? When she feels loved, she tells me I'm handsome and she gives me a hug. And everybody wins. Stop speaking Swahili and learn their language. And all of a sudden, you will display public honor and your mom will be blessed. In our last few minutes, what's the second way to demonstrate respect and honor? These go much quicker. These you know. Number 2, submit to parental authority. In other words, obey them. First time obedience. Don't make her ask you twice. Don't make her go, I'm going to count to three. And at 2 99/100, you finally start to move. No, no, no. As soon as she says something, yes, Mom, coming. The only limitations are either A, she tells you to disobey God, at which point you respectfully, with honor, say, Mom, I would love to do what you say. You know that I almost always do what you say, but I can't do that. God's word says this. Is there something else I could do? Is there another way I could do that without violating God's commands? The second reason you would not immediately obey your parents is if you're married. However, you still honor them. Now, as a married couple, your parents will give you counsel, but they are no longer the absolute authority in your life. And so at that point, you would respectfully listen to their wise counsel and make a decision that would still honor their input in your life. Publicly display respect, submit to parental authority. Thirdly, submit to their discipline. In fact, when they discipline you, receive it with gladness. It's for your own good. Proverbs 9:8 says, when you rebuke a wise man, he loves you for it. Don't be a fool. My kids to this day love to joke about the way we used to discipline them when they were growing up. It's very funny and painful at the same time. But one of the things they joke about is after I would chastise them, I would tell them I forgave them, and I would say, come and give me a hug. And they're looking at me like, the last thing I want to do is hug somebody who just paddled my bottom. And so, but that's what this is about. If you're a wise person, you're grateful that somebody loved you enough to say, stop it. Don't go down that path anymore. And you'd thank them for it. Fourthly, take care of them when they get older. Jesus, as the Son of God, God in human flesh, had respect for his parents. He submitted himself to them while he was growing up. He did his first miracle at the wedding in Cana of Galilee at his mother's bidding. He honored her his entire life. And then as he was dying on the cross, he honored her again and put her in the care of the Apostle John. He honored his mother his entire lifetime. And then Paul tells us in 1 Timothy 5, take care of widows. And if you don't do it, if you are the child of a widow, and if she does not have the means to take care of herself, and if you don't financially take care of her, you are worse than an unbeliever. There is something wrong with you. You are a selfish person acting like you are unregenerate. Proverbs 23, listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Matthew 15, Jesus confronted the Pharisees and said, how dare you, you hypocrites, say this is Corban, is dedicated to God, and therefore we can't give it to our parents who have financial need. That is just sheer hypocrisy. A survey shared that barely 50% of Americans believe it's the children's responsibility to look after their parents. How sad. You know what's going on in our culture now? The first 5 or 6 years of our children's life, we throw them in the daycare so we can go get fulfillment. The last 5 or 6 years of our lives, we wonder why they don't want to take care of us. We tell them that abortion's okay. Kill the little kid if it's an inconvenience to your life. Guess what's coming next? We're going to start killing off old people because they impact our quality of life. That is sin. God says, take care of them. Honor them. Lead the way in sacrificing. Show the world what it really means to honor parents all the way through, including their death and their burial, and even afterward in honor of their memory. See, how can I afford to do that? I live in Southern California. I've got one income. My kids are in school. How do I support my parents? Pray. Trust in God's sovereignty. Simplify your life. And sacrifice. that would honor your parents in their old age. Well, I guess I've got to finish this next week. Is that okay? We'll come back next week. Now, I want to talk not only for the last few things about how we as children honor our parents. I'm going to flip it over then and talk about how we as parents can attempt to raise kids who would live that way. Father, thank you so much. Thank you for this powerful command that you have given to us to honor our mothers. You said there's a promise associated with it. Lord, even if there wasn't a promise, it's from you and it's a command, and we want to do it. We want to learn to honor our parents. And Father, I would pray if there's anybody here this morning who has failed to do that and their mother is still living, that you would grant them the wisdom to know how to go seek them out and seek their forgiveness, and from this day forward, build a relationship with them where they honor them. Oh Lord, we desire to show the world that your way is incredible. It's beautiful. It's phenomenal. That when we live this way, folks would see our good works and glorify you in heaven. So Lord, today, give us the ability to honor our moms and then keep doing it every day that we have opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.